If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Lindsay is here. We're tight for time this morning. So, Lindsay, the floor is yours. Go for it.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. I expect everyone has heard about Queers for Palestine and been perplexed as to why queers would want to show solidarity with those who would execute them. This queer was even more perplexed to hear about an event held by a group called Palestinians for Queers, until I learned it took place on the roof of a tall building. The famously queer Douglas Murray, whom I greatly admire, has been sounding off on the incongruity of gays for Gaza. Warning, language may offend.
Well, how do you think gays for Gaza will get on long term?
Well, the joke at the moment is that there aren't enough tall buildings in Gaza to throw gays for Gaza off. But these people are, you know, I've said very often, they're part of the same phenomenon as turkeys for Christmas and chickens for KFC. I mean, I'm fed up with these fringe idiot cases. I mean, they're so mentally defective, these people, and incredibly narcissistic, you know. I can be queer and also celebrate Palestine. No, you fucking can't. Fuck off. Just, you know, I can both argue for a two-state solution and also celebrate queerness and also not let myself down. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't do all those things. At some point, you've got to choose.
I've got a video to show you. Let me show you this video.
Can someone please explain to me what this means? What does reproductive justice mean? Free Palestine. What does that even mean? Like, what does it mean? I'm not pretty sure abortions are illegal in Palestine unless it's like, you know, a super medical emergency and the mother will die. From what I understand, actually a lot of Palestinians have to go to Israel to get the abortions they want. So what does this mean?
Yeah,
what it it's such a huge sign. There's five people holding this thing. It's massive.
That's very good. That's Danny, the other half of Ryan, who wasn't there the day that you came.
Yeah, the boys cast. Yeah,
reproductive justice means free Palestine. What do you think?
This is just incredibly ignorant young people in America who have been taught this weird version of the world where all oppressions interlink and interlock, and you're either the majority or the minority for minority rights and issues, or for majority rights and issues, and all minority rights and issues intersect and overlap, so that if you're queer somehow it's not even that. These ignoramuses who couldn't point to the River Jordan if you showed it to them on a map, walk along the streets of America shouting, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Because they think the Palestinians are the underdogs in this weird version where they've mapped American racial, they've mapped a very specific version of American racial politics onto everything else in the world. It's the same thing people who talk about colonizers. I mean, there's this language of colonizers, apartheid, all this stuff. And they've just tried to map it everywhere. Well, I say everywhere. Actually, it's highly selectively. I mean, the people who are talking about Israelis being colonizers, when I saw that the other day on the streets of London, I thought, yes, if only there was a name for large numbers of people who came from outside to a country. And if only we could identify what they might be called in Britain. Oh, it would be immigrants, wouldn't it? Do you want to call immigrants colonizers in Britain? You sure you want to follow this logical conclusion? The talk about indigenous peoples. Oh, okay, great. Anyway, you don't want to apply that. Might there be a country or a continent, say, oh, Europe, where you don't want to start talking about the indigenous peoples? I notice that people don't. But if you do want to, welcome to hell.
The sleep of reason produces monsters. And that is no more apparent than in the deeds of Hamas and those who support them. Listen to this unhinged professor, yes, a professor, tenured as she's being arrested on campus at Irvine, California, where mindless woke students, professors, and paid agitators had set up an encampment and were refusing to disperse.
I'm a tenured professor! Destroying the campus and undoing a democratic, peaceful protest! Shame on them! Shame on them!
And what department are you in?
I'm in the Global Studies Department.
And why are you here today?
Because we cannot have a genocidal foreign policy in a democracy. These young people are going to be the ones that have to pay the price for these horrible decisions. These police officers out here today, that's thousands of student scholarships. Thousands of students could have been able to go to school and have books and have housing. But instead, our chancellor, who is a very cruel man, decided to send thousands of dollars worth of state funding paid for by the taxpayers into the trash.
Are you concerned about this jeopardizing your job?
For real.
What job do I have if the students don't have a future?
Explaining why the police had been called in, the university chancellor said, "The latest campus-specific and system-wide demands made by our encampers and their counterparts across the University of California attempted to dictate that anyone who disagreed with them must conform to their opinions. Their assault on the academic freedom rights of our faculty and the free speech rights of faculty and students was appalling." Well, that doesn't sound like woke fascists at all, does it? On the matter at hand, just so we're clear, genocide is the deliberate, organized destruction, in whole or in large part, of racial or ethnic groups by a government or its agents. Genocide is what the bestial butchers of Hamas perpetrated on October 7. Ongoing genocide is what Hamas and Iran propose for Jews and Israel. Every day will be October 7 for you.
Yo, remember,
you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, remember the 7th of October.
Never that forget will, the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not 5 more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times.
Not 10,000
times.
Israel's pursuit of Hamas, its scrupulous efforts to minimize civilian casualties in spite of Hamas's evil use of civilians as human shields, is not genocide. And don't believe the phony casualty statistics supplied by Hamas and repeated by gullible toadies. Hell, even Beijing Biden, stooge of Iran, isn't calling it genocide. At least, not to Jewish audiences.
Let me be clear. We reject the ICC's application for arrest warrants against Israeli leaders. Whatever these warrants may imply, there is no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. And it's clear, Israel wants to do all it can to ensure civilian protection. But let me be clear, contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that.
Remember the 7th of October. That will happen not one more time, not 5 more times, not 10 more times, not 100 more times, not 1,000 more times, but 10,000 times. 7th of October is going to be every day for you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is genocide. Would that the zealous theocrats, the mullahs and ayatollahs who spawn that sort of hate, could chill out a bit. More helicopter rides, perhaps. Brett Stevens, an opinion writer for the New York Times, opines as follows, quote, "There used to be a sign, which for all I know is still there, somewhere in the CIA's headquarters, that read, 'Every day is September 12th. It was placed there to remind the agency's staffers that what they felt right after the attacks of September the 11th, 2001, the sense of outrage and purpose, of favoring initiative over caution, of taking nothing for granted, had to be the mindset with which they arrived to work every day. There ought to be a similar sign in every Jewish organization, synagogue and day school, and on the desks of anyone, Jewish or not, for whom the security and well-being of the Jews is a sacred calling. Every day is October the 8th. What was October the 8th? It wasn't just the day after the single greatest atrocity against Jews since the Holocaust, an atrocity whose details were impossible to miss because the perpetrators made sure to film them. It was the day when that atrocity was celebrated, not just in places like Tehran, but also on the streets of Manhattan and on too many college campuses. And it was the day in which, instead of being universally denounced by institutional leaders, we began to see it often ignored or addressed in belated and carefully passed statements of regret. Unquote. In the wake of the anti-Semitic hysteria that has raged all over the world since October 7, a video has resurfaced from 2010 of an exchange between Jewish author David Horowitz and an apologist for Hamas. It tells you all you need to know.
Good evening. I just wanted to say thank you for coming to campus tonight and presenting your point of view. It's always valuable to have two sets of views going on at the same time. Very useful. My name is Jumana Imad Musa Ahmed Al-Bahri, and I'm a student here at UCSD. I was reading your literature. I found that much more interesting than the talk. And I found some interesting things about the MSA, which is an organization that's very active on campus, and it is hosting our annual Hitler Youth Week. You should come out to those events. If you could clarify the connection between the MSA and jihad terrorist networks, because last I checked, we had to do our own fundraising, and we never get help from anyone. So if you could clarify the connection between UCSD's MSA, or if you don't have such information, if you could connect other MSAs on UCs, because the connection wasn't too clear in the pamphlet, just if you could clarify.
Okay. Will you condemn Hamas here and now?
I'm sorry, what?
Will you condemn Hamas?
Would I condemn Hamas?
As a terrorist genocidal organization.
Are you asking me to put myself on a cross?
So you won't. I actually have had this experience many times. You didn't read the pamphlet because the pamphlet is chapter and verse. The main connection is that the MSA is part of the Muslim Brotherhood Network as revealed in the documents.
I don't think you understood what I meant by that. I meant if I say something, I'm sure that I will be arrested for reasons of Homeland Security. So if you could please just answer my question.
If you condemn Hamas, Homeland Security will arrest you.
If I support Hamas, because your question forces me to condemn Hamas. If I support Hamas,
well,
I look really bad.
If you don't condemn Hamas, obviously you support it. Case closed. I've had this experience. I had this experience at UC Santa Barbara, where there were 50 members of the Muslim Students Association sitting right in the rows there. And throughout my hour talk, I kept asking them, will you condemn Hezbollah and Hamas? And none of them would. And then when the question period came, the president of the Muslim Students Association was the first person to ask questions. And I said, you know, before you start, will you condemn Hezbollah? And he said, well, that question is too complicated for a yes-no answer. So I said, okay, I'll put it to you this way. I'm a Jew. The head of Hezbollah has said that he hopes that we will gather in Israel so he doesn't have to hunt us down globally. For it or against it?
For it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Israel surrenders, there will be more genocide, as promised by Hamas. If Hamas surrenders, or better yet, is destroyed, there will be peace. And in one country at least, tall buildings will hold no terror for gays. Count me in as a queer for Israel.
You'll never walk alone.
Mm-hmm. If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.